Black Compass Media back live with another one. Shout out to everybody that's out there right now. Everybody's going to hear this tone, bro. Checking in. Salute to the whole society. I know it's a lot going on, man. It's a lot of battles dropping, a lot of events, things like that. First and foremost, I want to shout out my team, man. I want to shout out the guys, the Polo, Pose, Driz, Cola. You know what I'm saying? Big work, man. Big accolades, too, man. So all of y'all that are in the spaces, pay attention to the battle rap space and stuff like that. Cola just got a tremendous accolade. Him and A-Verb are the top two battle rap spaces, right? So huge accolade from the brother Cola. You know what I mean? He's doing something that I think is very special. Always believed in the brother because he got that energy for this, man. It's that passion for this battle rap thing. So I want to give bro his credit on that one because that's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So we like to spread our wings here and cover all corners of battle rap. You know what I mean? From the legends, from the new guys to the hungry guys to the guys you ain't even heard of yet that should be on your radar. You know what I mean? So we're gonna continue that train of motion and stuff like that. A lot of interviews coming up and things like that. Shout out to Premier Battles. Shout out to Kid Chaos. Shout out to all the people that's tapped in and things like that. Right. This is what I want to do, man, because, you know, as you guys know, I'm from upstate New York. You know what I mean? I make no I say that without like unsolicited all the time. Right. So upstate New York, man, Rochester, New York and things like that. Very proud. And I think, you know, oftentimes upstate, especially, and I think if you come from a mid-sized city, you understand being overlooked, right, by the bigger cities. You know what I'm saying? Say you live in Dayton or whatever, and everybody, like, when they talk about Ohio, they talk about Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Like, or you live in Savannah, Georgia, and people talk about Atlanta all the time. You know how it is, right? So oftentimes the talent coming out of that are essentially very hungry. You know what I'm saying? I think in the shadow of being overlooked and trying to forge your own scene, you kind of come up with this mentality, right? And as far as a culture, I feel like we do a good job of saying, you know what? I don't care where you're from. You're nice, right? One of the big cities that comes to mind is Pontiac, Michigan. Whatever you know about, you know, Pontiac, whatever. But we know Pontiac is associated with battle rap, right? Because of the guys that come out of that, Mac Myra and the JCs, you know what I'm saying? Ill Will and so on, right? So I say that to say this, man. My next guest is somebody that I think has been very dope. You know what I'm saying? Very vastly overrated, in my opinion. Underrated, in my opinion. And, you know, he's been doing this thing out up north. And I really want y'all to get in tune with this brother and understand his story and stuff like that. And I see the whole upstate legion in here. You know what I'm saying? We make this whole upstate situation. You know what I mean? So shout out to Seattle checking in as well. But the brother I have coming up here, he's battled Big T. He's battled YK. He's done his thing upstate. The upstate brass, the people that you got, the CJAs, the OJs, the, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to Mige and everything. You know what I'm saying? So but without further ado, we got my man repping that 315, man. Shout out to that, man. We got the man, Stretch Mills. Stretch Mills, what up, brother?
Yeah, what's good, brother? Appreciate you for having me, you know?
Man, listen, man, it's an honor, man. It's an honor. I got the opportunity to see you out in, you know, out in Rochester and everything. It was an honor to come back home, especially, you know, given the history and things like that and what was on the card. And I got to say, rest in peace to Marge again. Right, but you was able to do your thing, man. But let's get the introductions on you. Tell the people, what's up, Stretch Mills? What's up with Stretch Mills? What's up, man?
Same shit, different day. Represent Syracuse upstate. Doing what I can do. Making every move I can and making sure the move is for the best. And I'm just trying to make it back to where I belong, if that makes sense.
No doubt. And Just to get a rundown, because I like to get the biography of the battler as well, right? I like to understand, you know what I'm saying, what you know, where everything is coming from. So you say Syracuse, right? The born and raised, or what
born and raised, Syracuse, New York.
Okay. Did you move around a lot, or you like what was the upstate upbringing for you, man? Because you know it's tough upstate to get, it's easy to get sucked into the BS. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I lost a lot of my peoples. Like, it's only, like, three of us left from when I was coming up. So, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, everyone I lost. Free all my brodies that's in there. You know what I'm saying? Life wasn't easy, but I got around what I had to get around to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Let's talk about, you know, early influences in hip hop and this culture, right? This is kind of, you know, it runs through our veins and stuff like that, right? It shapes a lot of who we are. It's a reflection of the streets and stuff. What was the early content that you were listening to? What was sort of shaping a young Stretch Mills and the MC that he is now?
It's weird, right? Because a lot of people are gonna shout out like industry rappers and me. I was around a group of certain people that were battling and rapping, and I wasn't the rapper. I was just one that would go with them everywhere. But shout out Cage, Real Talk, Ivan, Dirt. If there's more, I'm forgetting. But basically, I was molded off Syracuse rappers. So, like, I watched them do their thing. And then I went home one day, and I'm like, maybe I could do this. So then I jumped in the next cypher, and it was like, yo, Stretch, you got it. You know what I'm saying? So ever since then, I just ran with it and did what I had to do from there. But shout out to them, because without them, I wouldn't even have started rapping.
Right, right. It was one of those things where it's like, you know what? I can do this. And you know, upstate, just to give people a sense of what it is, very, very competitive, right? Like, yeah. we're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different because the mentality is more like, it's more blue collar, right? It's cold 6 to 7 months out the year. You know what I'm saying? And so there's a certain type of hunger to get in this and be competitive with it, right? Because it's one thing to be like, yo, he can rhyme. But then to actually be competitive, I need the origin story. Was it like we at the lunchroom? Yo, Stretch, they rhymed. What happened? The 8 Mile moment, if you will.
Fowler High School, after school, in the cafeteria, like, it'd be a little freestyle session. They'd be like, yo, Stretch, let these niggas know you can rap. I had to step up. And then it started, it was just, at first it was ciphers. And then it would be like, yo, we gonna battle this person. And we meet up, bro. I remember, I can't tell you what year it was, but I remember we was in the cold, bro, like snow. Motherfuckers had boogers coming out their nose, and we rapping, bro. Like, we was rapping, bro. And it was like, that's where everything came from. So it's like, man, that was a throwback right there. I remember that. Like, I went home. I was happy as hell I won that night, but it was freezing, bro. Like,
right.
We done had to put in some work. Street corners under street lights, meeting in front of stores, rapping. It's just like, shit was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And
to make it here now from that, I'm very proud of what, like, you know what I'm saying, what Upstate is doing.
Right on, right on. And shout out to Upstate Spins the Block as well. I'm of actually course. Gonna- I'm gonna, I'm
out
gonna,
on-site, upstate, spin a block.
Yeah, 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 all that. Yeah,
so, I was gonna get into all that when we
yeah, got yeah, yeah, I know. Show the merch again, bro. Yeah, show the merch.
Without them, I wouldn't be on-site, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be who I am without them. And I ain't even gonna stay here and be like the rest. I give flowers, you feel me?
Right on, right on.
Shout out Tom, shout out every artist that battled. Rest in peace, Maj. Shout out Big T for giving me the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out everything.
And so now, you know, because it's very competitive and because it's a, you know, battle rap is an arena where, you know, it's very cutthroat. So what was the early battles, right? Like, so now when you start to make the introductions to the Tom Toms and to the different leagues and stuff like that, like, what was the earliest sort of league that, you know what I mean? Or what was the situation that you kind of had was like, yo, I really could do this. Like, I could really be good at this. Like, what was that moment?
First league I ever battled in was Grind Time. And that's when Grind Time was what it is. But they didn't really reflect to my lyrics because I wasn't you know how Grind Time you had to, like, you didn't have to joke, but they more reacted to jokes than bars.
Right.
So I'm in there spitting gun lines and they just looking at me like, oh, he could rap. But then when somebody cracked a joke, they got a crazy crowd reaction. So
right.
I realized, like, okay, I got to change it up a little bit. Then I changed it up a little bit and got on different leagues, and they didn't react the same way that Grind Time was reacting to jokes. So I had to, like, learn how to do everything. Like, I battled on Live from the Gutter in front of Murder Mook and the whole Dot Mob, and that's when I realized that you have to mix everything together to be 100% with your craft. I battled Burns. All I had was gun lines. He cracked some jokes, and they said I lost the battle because he was joking, and I wasn't joking. So phone keeps sliding if y'all wondering what I'm doing. But
nah, you good.
I just had to learn how to adapt to whatever crowd or whatever league I'm battling in.
Sure.
And, I got the call from this league in Niagara Falls. Shout out to them.
Shout out to Niagara.
It was like, yo, we heard you the top gunner upstate. We want you to come battle Big T. We're going to pay you, put you in a hotel, all that. And I'm in my head, I'm like, yeah, y'all capping. You know what I'm saying? And then a month went by. They called me. I'm on the three-way with Big T. He like, yeah, let's do it, da-da-da-da. So I'm like, oh, shit, this shit real. Went out there and did what I had to do. Unfortunately, I broke my leg. I broke my leg 2 days before the battle.
What? Okay, all right. All right. I need the leg broken story. I need it. I need to. What happened? You was trying to cross niggas over, man? What we doing, man?
We in a championship game. Nobody believe it's basketball, bro. Always basketball. Same thing that happened in the PG. I broke my arm 2 days before the battle. So I learned to stop playing basketball before my battles. But yeah,
come on,
I went up the block to do, and when I came down, I came down wrong on my leg, and it was over with, bro. So now I'm calling people and I'm like, yo, I ain't gonna be able to make it. I ain't gonna be able to. And then my man was like, yo, bro, I was at the game with you. I know what happened. I'm gonna bring you to the battle. So he came and picked me up, crutches and all. We drove out to Niagara Falls. I'm standing there with crutches. It was looking crazy. And then I'm like, yo, hold these crutches for me. So then they posted the battle and they're like, man with broke leg battles Big T and kills him. They ain't even say my name, bro. They just said man with broke leg. I'm like, this is amazing. You feel me? So after that is when everybody started reaching out. Like, yo, you're nice. You deserve bigger looks. And then I went to a couple other leagues. And then that's when I realized On Site was out here, and they was like, they was at this time, they weren't taking over everything, but they were on the way. Mm-hmm. So after that, I joined On Site and we took over upstate after that. No shade to any other battle league up here.
Oh yeah, talk your shit. Yeah.
We took over the whole region with the battling, and now there's three leagues out here, two leagues that are really running shit, and On Site's one of them. Shout out whoever wants smoke. And you know what I'm saying? I went out there, battled Casino C's. They did good business. Shit, man. I'm like, what, 32 battles in right now?
Mm-hmm.
Made it to the PGs. COVID hit. Yeah. I want to explain that too.
Let's talk about that because there was a, and I got to say this, you know, shout to Norbs, right? And, you know, whatever controversies, whatever you think about Norbs, everything aside, the brother did put in a lot of work for, you know, getting, you know, not just scouting, right? He was going out to regions and getting a feel for the scene and understanding the people and why people like certain shit and who the guys in different regions. So I got to give Norbs that respect because one of his major stops, him and Jazz the Rapper, was upstate New York, you know, between the Rochesters and the Syracuses and so on and so forth. So how did, like, so Norbs, you were on his radar type of deal, right? Or how did it sort of happen to where you get connected to the PG process?
Shout out Stupid Bars, because Stupid Bars was like the face of On Site. And I went out there and I 30 him. No shade, but I went out there 30 him and kind of became the face of On Site. So Norbs got the call to come check out Stupid. And I was on the card, never really like walked up to people and be like, yo, check me out. I just let my talent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. I think we might have lost you. You might have got a phone call.
My alarm for the interview went off. Told you I was at work. I had to make it back.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
So basically, Norbs came out to see Stu battle. And then after that is when I got on the stage. I battled M-Way. I didn't really want to do that battle because I wasn't like, I don't know. I wasn't motivated to do the battle. So I really wrote like two bullshit rounds and then I had a good round for the second round. So he overheard the second round. And after that is when he was like, yo, what you doing next month? And I was like, I'm good. He was like, I need you in Tampa for a PG. And I was like, word. So it's like, and mind you, I told Clement, I told Tom, yo, this is my last battle, man. I'm done. If I don't make it to Smack or make it anywhere where I'm supposed to be, I'm going to quit. Right. So it was like God did that shit, honestly. Mm. Then I broke my leg, and then I broke my arm, and then I broke my arm for the PG battle in Tampa. I was out there. I battled Pyrex from Chicago. Shout out to him. 30'd him.
Pyrex. Yeah.
30'd him, got him out of here. Then I went back. I battled Keese in Atlanta. And then I 2-1 him. And then I battled Piranha. Yeah. And that's the one that they dropped on the URL page.
Yeah. Right.
And I ain't even gonna lie, bro. That battle, I was like, real life shit kicked in. So I was like trying to force something out.
Mm-hmm.
My material wasn't as good as my other battles. So that, and then I was kind of upset that they dropped that battle and the one I did the worst in, even though I got all my rounds out, but I still could have did a lot better in that battle. So
right.
Then I'm like, damn, man, I'm not going to get the call back because, you know what I'm saying? But then I got the call back and they like, yo, we want you in Cali to battle Cali Smooth. Your first official Smack battle. Smack going to be there. Yo, on my left, this, like, so I was excited.
Shout out to Smooth. He's talented, man. I rock with Cali Smooth.
Boy, but I had some shit for him, boy. When I tell you, that was my first official Smack battle. I was about to cook. So then 2 days before the battle, bro, COVID shut down everything, all flights, everything. So my battle, it was over with. And then the whole Norb situation. So they just like forgot about the people that Norb's brought, like Chase Paper. The only ones that really graduated off of that was Trufo, Piranha. Like they were in the same, like I'm not gonna say league, but they were in the same bracket we were in.
Yeah.
But they continued to carry on because I guess they were from Chicago or they must have had, you know what I'm saying, another way. But no shade to them. Shout out to them niggas for making it. But they, like, forgot about the upstate region when that all that bullshit happened.
So during the shuffle, when Norbs had the situation, we don't got to go into that, but all the different things that happened, they let go of Norbs and everything. And then now the people that are kind of left over, the Piranhas, the Trufos, yourself, and so on, they're kind of just left there. But then Trufo, Piranha, these guys get picked up, and you say, well, the upstate guys kind of got left out of, you know, whatever was going to happen in the transition, right? Like, this is how it, yeah.
Left us out, kind
of. How did that make you feel?
Made me want to work harder.
Mm.
I didn't want to give up because I realized, like, I made it. The first time I made it there, I was already there. I got there. I could do it again. So I just didn't want to give up, but I didn't want to keep battling for nothing. Like, I didn't want to just be like, man, I'm about to go battle in this league. So I had to make everything count. And that's when Tom stepped up and he like, yo, bro, listen, we're going to bring the hosts out here. We're going to bring Jazz, Tone Bro, everybody we got to bring.
Right.
That's when it started to elevate again. And that's when everybody's like, yo, Stretch, you got to stop battling in these regular leagues and like you got to go back to where you belong. And shout out to you because like you're one that told me like, yo, bro, you don't belong around here no more. Like it's time to go. And then shout out to Dutch. Dutch called me, yo, I got a spot for you, blah, 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 with the Crucible and everything. So I'm just, right now, I'm just waiting.
Okay.
I'm not accepting no battles. But in January, February, when they post up everything they're supposed to post, that's when y'all going to start seeing my name again, heavy.
Okay. And shout out to the brother Dutch, man. Dutch is one of my homies in media. You know what I'm saying? Very, very well respected. So, and I know he's a Crucible scout. So that looks like that's probably going to be the path for you jumping back into that arena and stuff like that. Have you been able to see the Crucible talent that has been generated, like the Foots and Ease and Klutz and?
I feel like I could.
Yeah. What's your thought? Yeah. Come on. Tell me. You can talk to me.
I feel like I could do that in a little better. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not going to hate on anybody, pen or nothing, but everybody's sounding the same. So I just feel like I got to change up a little bit. And actually, I was talking to CJA earlier, and I feel like the little pause and the break from the whole shit is going to help me because it gave me time to elevate my pen and get better before I get back on that main stage.
Right.
And it's just the same shit I was doing 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. You know what
I'm saying? So, like, shout out to CJA. We just had a crazy classic battle.
Yeah,
that was
dope.
I honestly, I'm waiting to see that. I get a lot of 2-1 me's, 2-1 him. So I was like, yeah, I need to see that battle because we were doing our thing up there.
Okay. And so you back in the mix and everything in terms of, but you waiting until 2023 to kind of get back into the Crucible and everything like that. I mean,
oh, before I forget, shout out Ton, shout out Pyrex Battle League. They I went out there and battled Rob Marley, Swamp Boy, and got him out of here. And then that's the reason why Dutch knows who I am.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's why when he hit my phone, I'm like, how you get my number, first of all? And how did, like, and then Ton, like, yo, did Dutch reach out to you? And I'm like, bro, you did that? And he like,
yeah.
And I called Dutch. He like, yo, I got you. You my pick. I was like, hey, I, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, everything went back to where it was supposed to be. And all of this happened after the CJA battle.
Fire, like, man.
Up with you, linked up with Dutch. Then everybody's like, yo, it's your time. So I'm like, you know what I mean? Now everybody's reaching out. Yo, Stretch, you want battle? You want to do this? And I'm like, bro, let me work and get where I need to be first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Text a little higher. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, when it's there, it's there and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I see my brother Tom in here, too. Tom, I'm going to let you get right. I see you over here. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the bro, man.
Yeah, man. Just one thing before I get Tom in. So, you know, so now it's like talk about, do you feel like it's any bias, barriers? Is it different for you in terms of not being from a big city or being from upstate New York when you travel around? Like, what has the reception been? And do you think the pathway is harder when you're coming from upstate?
I honestly, it is, because we do this alone. So it's not like we have our people, but upstate does not move as a whole yet. Like, we don't feel like, yo, Stretch is about to make it to the back to Smack, or CJA is about to make it back to Smack, and everybody says, I'm going to these battles and supporting. Like, being in a bigger city, all those battles are usually in those bigger cities. So it's not hard for people to travel 30 minutes to support their boy. Unlike us, we have to travel on flights, 6-hour drives. Like, I'm not going to expect none of my people to take a whole day out of their schedule to drive 6 hours just to watch me battle for 20 minutes.
Right.
And then drive 6 hours back home. So it's a lot harder, because we actually have to do this ourselves, and we have to earn the respect from the fans, and we have to gain more. You know what I'm saying? But you bring people up here, oh, we're going to unify on y'all. Like, you're going to say, man, you bring somebody up here, upstate works together. But
yeah,
it's just like when you're trying to get to the bigger stage, like, don't get me wrong, when I make it to Smack, if I make it on the big stage, I guarantee you it's going to be 200-300 upstate people in the crowd yelling.
Right.
That's what, you know what I'm saying? But right now, it's a process, and I still got to get where I got to get.
Right. 100. And I actually want to bring in, you know, one of the guys, man. I think as far as upstate goes, man, this is the Paul Heyman of upstate right now. You know what I mean? It's the guy that's really pushing forward, you know what I mean? Putting his money up and really focusing on the branding and marketing and things like that. So, without further ado, man, this is my man's On Site's Own.
Tom, what up? Yo, what's good, bro?
Yeah, man. I'm good. Let me scoot y'all down. Let me put y'all right here and all that, man. Tom, what up, brother, man? Listen, bro. Talk to the people, man. Upstate, man. Talk to the people, man.
Upstate, y'all know what it is, man. On Site Battle League, Upstate Spin a Block. I still shout out my Dirty Die bros. Everybody that's just been a movement. Shout out to Jazz the Rapper. Shout out to Tone Bro. And I still shout out Norris, man, because he definitely helped put everything on.
Exactly, man. Exactly. I mean, listen, this, you know, and with Stretch especially, I kind of feel like, you know, upstate it's a lot of talent. You know what I mean? It's a lot of talent. It's a lot of work. I would love to see an upstate versus We Go Hard situation, or
I can't wait for that to happen.
They don't want to do that.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
They don't.
I've been living down here for the last decade, right?
Nah, Tone Bro, they came here. They got Steams came here. He hosted. Right. You know what I'm saying? I hit him up and I was like, we should do like a 5-on-5 thing. Okay. And he was like, well, we kind of frown. I think he said the other person kind of frown upon that, or they don't really look at that as, and I I didn't get it, but he was cool, so I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't say anything else, but I don't think they want to smoke, bro.
They don't respect us. That's what it is. I feel like they don't respect us because we upstate. That's what it is.
That's what it is?
They not going to have no choice soon because we open the doors for upstate.
Okay. 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 So let me ask this because I'm a fan. I'm an instigator. So time between you and Stretch, man. What's the other four? Because obviously you bring in Stretch with you, but what other four are you bringing? If it's a 5-on-5, we go higher versus on site. Who you bring?
I mean, I would definitely bring Penny Henny. He just had a URL drop on there.
Shout out to Penny.
I think I would bring Chase.
Okay.
Crack, man, go crazy. I definitely might have to bring Crack there.
Big double F shit.
Yeah.
I didn't get to that yet. I was gonna get to that after.
Yeah. This on the spot shit, crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of like Leeway because I think he got like his style is so crazy. Like he got the way he swag and the way he, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, we got a few though. I think I could get more because I mean, even if you think about it, Bucky just had he had two drops in there. Ralph Bucky.
And they fucking with Bucky too.
And they fuck with Bucky now, you know what I'm saying? It'll get crazy for them. I ain't even gonna lie, because you still, it'll get crazy for them.
Okay.
Starting five and five that could come off the bench and all.
Yeah, I was gonna say you still got OJ, Swagger on battle there. Bigger locked up, free bigger. Yeah, it would have got crazy for them. And that was around the time Mige was still alive, so he was definitely like a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Crazy. They don't want that, bro. They just gonna, what they gonna do, like every other league, they gonna pick 3 to 4 of our people, have them come out there. You know what I'm saying? They gonna end up making them, you know what I'm saying? Like they gonna try to get them looks to make it seem like they the ones who brought them up. It's the same thing. We go through that all the time. Like, they don't want to do league versus league. Cause
they don't want to do league versus league.
And they don't want to do that, man.
Man, listen, man. I'm here for that.
Hey, yo, Tone, set it up, bro.
Tony can make it happen though. I know
you can make it happen.
This is how it starts. This is we planting the seed right now. This is because look, I do think that
I forgot about Keem too. It's too many. We got too many.
We not, bro. That's all. I'm telling you, double left. It's a problem.
We got too many. Oh, Trell done been trolling Mike done been on verbal war zone. Yeah, man, it'll get crazy. Got game. Yeah, it'll get crazy, man. Matlock game. Quavis. Mm-hmm. Quavis beat Loso here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Got Uncle Trent. Like, it'll get crazy. Set that up, Tom.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned those names because people often take these interviews and they go back and they're gonna look at what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That shit is
Quavis won the Mav Hoffa thing. I think that was last year. One of the tournaments he won. So
And Stretch, like as far as the game goes, I mean, you said that you able to, based on the talent that you see right now on the Crucible, you feel like you able to come in there and do something a little bit different. You don't feel like it's nothing that's crazy. Like what is the current hit list look like if you do have one of people that you want to have a conversation with?
Honestly, anybody.
Mm.
Me and him got to argue after this interview.
Yeah, we definitely gonna argue.
He know why, because he really be on the Crucible, bro. Like if it wasn't for like that Norb situation, me and him argue all the time because he take plates in places. Like I tell him, sometimes he be like, I ain't there, you there, bro. Like it's the way, just as long as he market himself like he's been doing lately, and he speak highly of himself, like you know what I'm saying? Like everybody, and if you call Stretch ass right now, he's gonna want to battle you, and I hate that for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, like bro, he want to defend upstate every second, bro. Yeah. Like I told him, like, you're gonna have a million trollers, bro. Like, upstate. All they gonna do is upstate spinning block. Yeah. I told him, like, you don't have to battle just anybody. Like, if they giving you the bread, don't get me wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta look at the pros and cons and stuff. So, yeah, if they paying you $800 to a stack, battle anybody. You know what I'm saying? But some shit $200-$300, it ain't worth it. Get my nigga a plate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you top dog here, and on site means something. So carry yourself like that. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right. And Tom, as a league owner, Rochester, New York, you know, especially in upstate New York, you know, we have a, like, we support, but it's very much like this. We are very, you yeah. know, culturally, we like, yo, impress me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what do you feel like has been the reception of, you know, of the scene, and you feel like the scene is growing, and what barriers?
It's better now because I used to be like, damn, I got to be the only Battle League here, but I really don't care for that because I can't have events every single month, and I can't book everybody. So it's actually better that we have more Battle Leagues up here. Like, we got one in Buffalo, we got another Battle League here in Rochester. It's better that we have more Battle Leagues because right. then I can see the talent. And we basically have like a ranking system here, you know what I'm saying? So I could do it that way, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I made sure that, you know, I go to other Battle Leagues events, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just went to a Buffalo event a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I join their spaces when they talk, and I talk to their league owners. Like, I just show that, you know what I'm saying? We don't have to go league versus, I don't want to go league versus league in Buffalo. That's only going to draw 10 to 15 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
That's stupid. At first, I used to be right. ready, like, but that shit don't make no sense no more, especially where we at. Like, I'd rather uh-huh. just add on to the roster, add on to the fan base. But I think it's definitely picking up steam now. Like,
that's what's up. I put the link out there for the people. You know, if you guys want to talk, chime in, y'all got questions, things like that, man, y'all more than welcome to jump in and stuff. And I do see one of my mans up here as well, so I'm gonna get him in. Shout out to my man Fizzy Facts. Facts, what up, bro? You on?
What's
you
good
on right now with Stretch Mills?
What up, Mills?
My boy.
That's yeah.
My boy. Yo, right there. Remember up? I yeah. just told you I broke my leg and he drove me. This him. This him. That's who drove me to battle. Big.
What? Did you tell me you broke your arm too?
Yeah, I broke my arm before the Pyrex battle. That's why.
Man, you the Evel Knievel battle rap, bro. Facts. Hey, facts. Cole. Break it down, Facts. What happened, Facts?
That's my nigga right there. All day, every day.
Uh-huh.
Been with this nigga on the road to Rochester. All
yeah.
that.
That's yeah.
fact.
All that. That's what's up, man. Place.
My man, Fizzy Fact, man.
You know, I'm out here supporting.
Uh-huh. Hey, like, hey, Fact.
When
hey.
The battle's going down on site, I post them shits. Mm-hmm. On the Instagram on Battle Rap Life,
right?
It's on the grand, so I post that shit, all that.
What's your perception of upstate talent and things like that? Like, do you feel like it's being slept on? You feel like opportunities need to be there? Like, what type
oh,
of
yeah?
Matches
you it's see? Just what's all up? About it's all about the opportunities, people, the lens that's on people, all that. The talent is there. Talent mm-hmm. been there.
Mm-hmm.
Talent
mm-hmm.
been there. Talent been there. I'd have been around, so. I see talent all over, and it's all over. It's right. it's more talent out here than people even think it is, and
okay.
and people been battling for years everywhere.
Right, right,
everywhere
right.
people been battling. So
now I'm a like I said, I'm an instigator.
Go ahead, instigate.
Now Facts.
Let's go.
Who would you want to see Mills up against? Right, we talk about you see the mix that he about to be incorporated in. And things like that. Who are some names that you would want to see Stretch Mills battle?
Ooh, let me see. I got you. Got you with
I got a list too. Let me get the ones. Yeah, go ahead.
Got yep. you. What's your next plate right now? Just give me an idea.
The Crucible.
The Crucible. Okay. I don't really know too many Crucible guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
just in general though, who would you want to see him battle?
The matchups, I want to see him, but I want to see him more specifically for me, because I've been watching, I grew up with this man. I already know what he can do, basically. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I want to see more stage performances
mm-hmm.
where he can show more of his elements that he got to create. The stage, mm-hmm. more stage, and I see somebody like Stumbles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody like Stumbles is fire. I mm-hmm. like to see that. Stumbles. I don't know if you battle Lino Brown.
Shout out to Lino Brown.
Lino, fucking with that.
I get him out of here though.
Yeah, I think so for sure, 100%. Let's go. I want to see get in there with somebody like Chess.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
that's fine.
That like a small room that'll show something in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a list as well.
Let me hear your list, Tom.
First of all, shout out to Theron Jones here. I see you in here because I definitely gonna say Swervo for sure, my man out from the DMV. I think that'd be dope. MVP. Okay. MVP up out of St. Louis. I think that'd be a good matchup. I'm surprised it hadn't happened yet, for real. Like true,
that was in the works when the whole North situation was going on. I did get his name on in it. Yeah.
Right. Theron Jones keeps you reading my list. Mac Mel, for sure. I think you and Mac could be dope. I want to see what you could do with that performance. Then another St. Louis guy, KD. And finally, my last one, though, is Dre Vicious up out of the West Coast. Take that trip.
That'll be fire. See them
palm trees.
That'll be fire.
You know what I'm saying? Link up with the homies out there. Shout out to the homies. And you know what I mean? Because that's a tough battle. Like, he's going to get – each one of these MCs are going to do something different. You know what I mean? They're going to expose you to something different and force you to work in different ways to beat them. You know what I'm saying?
All that's going to do is teach me what I need to know. That's what I need.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to see you still working, my man.
I'm never stopping, bro. I told you I'm never to see stopping, you working, bro.
Let's right. go.
Right. Right.
Hey, yo, the whole time we've been talking, you know who we forgot about, Shrek?
Who?
That nigga Real Talk, bro.
Mm.
Crazy.
Mm.
Crazy, bro.
Mm-mm. Real
talk. Okay, not out real
I've been out there. With
real crazy, talk. Bro. I can't believe I forgot about him. But
yeah.
Now, I shouted him out in the beginning when he asked me who my influences was. But shout out real talk too. He just to go battle Joe Hundo in the Bronx. So yeah, shout out definitely. Shout out Real Talk, Goon Platoon, all of them.
Big the time, battle who?
About
who?
P-Tone. All
right,
we're talking
about
this. Why me and
Tom? You see? Yeah, I see this. I like this. Yo, facts, man. Big salute. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Yo,
yo, Fizzy, holla at me, bro.
Stress. When I come back up, you know I'm gonna holla at you, man.
Be ready. Be ready. I'm being VA Beats for the Crucible, so be ready, bro. All right.
Uh-huh. All right. My man. Facts, man. Facts. Fresh off that. See, I seen you playing in that Mavericks game too, bro. Like, yeah, Jordan Poole. Yeah, that's you. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, he know.
That nigga Jordan Poole.
Yo, man, listen, man. Look, I'm just in tune because look, I'm for me being from Rochester, right? And you guys understand upstate, like I'm very prideful, right? And I wouldn't do this if I didn't feel like it was talent there or it was worthwhile and stuff. And y'all cultivating something I think is really important. You know what I'm saying? You know, as far as the other things that you might be into musically, you know, other ventures that you have going on, anything that you could share with the people?
Oh, yes. I'm working on a little album.
Okay.
But every time I want to work on an album, a battle come up. So it's like I can't do both. But
yeah,
I do got some shit on Apple Music, all major platforms. Just type Stretch Mills. You know what I'm saying? I don't make the regular music that everybody else is listening to now. So if you going through something, or it gives you daily experiences in my music, so you're like, oh yeah, I went through this before. Oh yeah, I know what he talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had people hit me up like, yo, no, I'm not even going to exaggerate it, but one dude hit me up and was like, yo, I don't even want to live no more. And I heard one of your songs and you inspired me, you know what I'm saying? And I want to just shout out and appreciate you. And I was like, yo, that made me want to do more music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Nick G, my engineer, my producer, one of my right hands. He been holding shit down with the music since day one. But yeah, bro, like, music and battle rap is basically my life. And besides taking care of the family and shit and grown man shit, but
right,
battle rap and music is like my number one shit.
Right. So Tom, if we can get to you in terms of, you know, what you guys have coming up, you know what I mean? Whether it's cards or things that you're trying to put in motion, anything you could tell the people too, as far as everybody that's upstate.
So we got the card December 10th. Mm-hmm. We're doing the part two for the Mize joint that you came to the first time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the battles that didn't happen was the Story versus Penny.
Right.
Story is fire. I know you probably already tuned in a penny. That's gonna be crazy. And then the top of the year, we got February 4th. I got a few people from Buffalo, even got females, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We gonna have a event in Syracuse just to level the playing field, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody screen bias and
yeah.
So yeah, we gonna do that, and that's gonna be in Syracuse. That main event will be Real Talk and Quavis. So that one should be super crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we damn near had like all classics this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, But okay. I should drop that stress battle for real.
Yeah, you should, man.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I be sending some of them battles to Beasley. Like,
hey, yo, Tone, what you think about that battle, Tone?
Huh? I thought the battle was dope. I felt like, man, I ain't gonna front. I thought CJA was applying some pressure to your ass, though. I ain't gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying? I ended up giving you the battle, but I'm like, I gotta see this shit again because.
Hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie though. Yo, I got nervous at. Hey, yo, after round one, because Stretch always feel like I got him losing. After round one, after that nigga did that Ja Morant shit.
Yeah.
I started sweating like this is out of here. I said, CJA finna kill my whole league.
Yo, CJA wasn't playing, bro. He came through with the Buffalo. What do you had the Buffalo John on? He's like, yo.
Yo, bro, I said, yo, this nigga Stretch, man, yeah. I always got some shit. But Stretch always, his first rounds, even versus Sire Boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, Stretch first rounds always be like, you know what I'm saying? It be there, but it don't, two and round three is usually when he elevate, like, you know what I'm saying? I think round one is like Mayweather first couple of rounds when he dancing around the ring, like motherfuckers punch him, you know what I'm saying?
See,
like,
I was always one of them kids growing up. If I fight somebody, I almost got to get hit first. I might eat that first jab just so I can get my energy where it need to be. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how I felt. I'm like, okay. He done
but I think that battle, though, I think a lot of people going to have that battle. They might have that battle going either way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't even judge battles, but I could see if they say they had that battle going like either way, like, that's not in neither one of them, because both of them is like on that level where they done been places. They both got names. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I only argue with Stretch when he said he got classics. I'm watching this nigga 30 somebody, and he like, yo, fresh off a classic. No, nigga, you fresh off his body. I be cursing that nigga out.
Oh, that nigga Tom, you cursing him out? You cursing him out, Tom?
Cursing them out in the inbox, like, yo, stop talking like that, bro. Like, that shit wasn't no classic. You don't have classics with these regular niggas, but nah, CJA fired. Like, me and him, I had our disagreements before, but I never take, like, nobody credit away. You know what I'm saying? Like, as much as I argue with these niggas and talk shit to them, like, I never just come out and be like, yo, this nigga's whack and none of that. I never take nobody credit away. I just talk shit. I don't know shit.
hey, Tom, tell the people how they could find you, how they could follow On Site and stuff like that. And I'm gonna call
them. Yeah, it's On Site Battle League on Instagram, On Site Time on Instagram. Same thing for Twitter. It's On Site Battle League, and we got it like On Site versus Anyone, and then we got the On Site Battle League fan page on Facebook.
Right on. Okay. Hey, Tom, we're gonna be in contact. I got some business for you too.
All right, man. Yo, please tell, what is it, WGH?
Yeah.
Well, man, yeah, tell them.
Yeah.
Man, they scared, man, bro. They scared, man. That's why I'm gonna leave off on that.
Yeah.
Man, they don't want to work, man. But right. I ain't gonna talk too much shit because Penny over there and Penny, my boy, I don't want to cause too much.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? Friction. But yeah, nah, just tell them we said what up, man. We'll put up a bag versus they bag and make it happen, yo.
Hey, I'm gonna do that, man. All right,
bro. Shout out to you, man. Yo, Stretch, call me, bro.
You already? I'm gonna hit you, bro.
No doubt, man. That's the man right there. It's the man. He's putting brothers in position. You know, he's altruistic. He's not trying to be all in the videos. Like, he's the real, you know what I mean? Real league owner, man. I appreciate that. Now, Mills, for the people that's not in tune, for the people that's been asking me, give them three battles. If you want to get an idea of who Stretch Mills is, what he's capable of, what he can do, what's the three battles you're going to recommend for somebody to watch?
The Big T, Mm-hmm. Stretch Mills versus Big T, Stretch Mills versus Sia Boy. You could do the Young Cannon battle or the Outlaw battle. Just type Stretch Mills and whatever pops up. You know what I'm saying? Like earlier battles, I just was battling, you know what I'm saying? Until I realized there was something to battle for, and that's when I started taking everything serious. So just whatever you want to watch, and you can realize, like, watch it from the beginning, and you can see how I elevated. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you'll see the elevation in what I've been doing. And right. Also, I wanted to shout out Double F. I wanted to shout out my team.
Yeah.
Penny, Bucky, Crack, rest in peace, Mama Love, Homie, Keem. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a lot of us. It's a lot of us. Smeez, and just shout out Double F, because they've been there for me since day one, and that's real family shit. Shout out Tom. Shout out the whole Upstate. Even though the ones that hate, they know what I do.
Yeah.
But they know that they know I'm him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing this for Upstate.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about, man. This has been great. Definitely enlightening and stuff like that, man. And, you know, me personally, man, I love to interview the legends and the guys who have been doing what they doing. But I'm a person that appreciates work, the people that's on the come up, the people that got a message, a grind, and right on the cusp of something great. And I feel like you one of them people, you know what I mean? So
I appreciate you, bro.
Definitely been an honor. You win, lose, or draw. You always welcomed up here, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to give you the ISO, talk to people, tell them what you want to leave, tell them, you know what I mean? And we're going to close it out, all right? So it's on you.
Yeah, so just stay tuned. It's not over. The Crucible coming. And I'm gonna work my way through that, and then hopefully get back on that main stage. And after that, it's time to really show support for Upstate, because I'm not saying single-handedly, but it's a couple of us that are really about to open the doors for Upstate. And after that, I just want y'all to know that we did this for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So just stay tuned, because it ain't over.
Right on, man. I'm happy to hear that, man. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your numbers. Tag me in your posts.
You already.
All right. And
I'm getting better at all that now.
I know. See, listen, we Upstate niggas. We don't like to. It's too much attention. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I like it. You know, but we got to get up out of that. You know what I'm saying? So bad. I appreciate you, bro. As always,
I appreciate you. Without you, you know what I'm saying, you one of them ones that's giving me the spotlight. So. Hey, the other people can notice who I am, because you know it's hard to get spotlighting Upstate.
Hey man, been doing this for almost a decade, man. I know it. You know what I'm saying? So, until next time, man, you be safe. You keep doing your thing, keep promoting, and keep pushing the art. All right.
Ready, bro. I appreciate you.
No doubt. All right, man. So shout out to Stretch Mills, shout out to the whole Upstate, shout out to Syracuse, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had to put on that orange and blue today and things like that, man. And shout out, man, Kareem. I see Kareem in here, man. Salute to all y'all. I just want to say this, man, because you know, we'll interview people from different places and stuff like that. I want to reach out to Houston Barcode, talk to those guys. I want to talk to people out in Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? Like, see what they up to. My guys out west, I gotta check in with y'all. KP and you know what I mean, the Riot, man, Nino and things like that, man. I think like, you know, it's important to shed light on the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we got our top headlines and things that everybody talking about, your closures and your crucibles and your civil wars and Survivor Series and stuff like that. But, you know, with those guys that's doing that work, that's in that spotlight, it's always a bunch of guys that's right there, that's chasing that. You know what I'm saying? So we want to embrace that as always. But follow us, Black Compass Media, Black Compass BCM on Twitter, available on all streaming platforms as well. All the interviews, the audio, if you don't want to look at us and things like that, it's okay. You know what I mean? We got the audio available for all of y'all. And a big shout out again to my man, Cola, top guy in spaces. If you want to get in spaces and talk about battle rap, you need to go see Cola, all right? If you want to get a good interview, you new, you hungry, you working, you got to come see me, all right? You top tier and you trying to get one of them, you go see my man Polo, all right? This is how we work. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the radio show popping, of course, man. Salute to that. That's going to be tomorrow. Salute to Pose and Driz. You know what I mean? About to come out and do their thing. So we working, man. Black Compass Media. I'm humbled. I am happy. It's raining like crazy outside, man. Y'all be safe. It's getting cold outside. Hug your kids, wash your hands, pray, and we'll be up there next time. All right. So Black Compass Media. Peace.